Hello, everybody. This is Ron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here to do some more instantaneous healing. So we're going to start the session off here with some healings for everyone. And if you're brand new to the program, I'll just walk you through something very quickly here. Just go on to tonight's show, which is Wednesday, or any of our shows are the same, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and click on Creation Light Ship Healing. And then scroll down a little ways, maybe an inch or so on your scroll bar. You're going to see a beautiful light beam that shows up. And underneath the light beam, you're going to see the words that say BBS Fast Chat in pink. I think it's pink on my monitor. And click on that. And from there, you want to, if you want to communicate with us, you can very easily. Just type in your name and a message. And the messages are probably maybe about a dozen words. So from there, you're ready to go. And we do like getting messages from everybody throughout the evening here. We can change our talks a little bit according to what you want to ask us. So we're going to first do is a chakra alignment. We'll start right off with this here. Like I said, this show is about healings, and these are all instantaneous healings. There's no processing on your part involved. This is not earth-based energy that you're working with. It's creation itself. And it has nothing to do with our 3D UFO brothers and sisters or 4D. This is creation energy. And here we go. So we're going to go to your heart center first and reposition that properly in your body. Remember, they can go out of alignment very easily through psychic attacks, through somebody thinking a bad thought about you. The New Age philosophy is that you can project thoughts out to create your reality. And when you do that, sometimes you can affect other people in a negative way because you're giving them a psychic whammy to bring something into your life. So here we go. And plus, thoughts are very powerful, and they can cause people harm, plus even kill them. I've had people that I've dealt with who've had that process on the other side. So here we go. Heart chakra, moving that in the right orientation. Perfect. And throat chakra, good. And third eye. Wonderful. Well, you people are really nice tonight. Power chakra, little bit of trouble there. And some of you, there we go. That's an alignment. Second chakra and first chakra. Perfect. We're doing opening now for you. And so if you're in a quiet location, you may want to have your chakras opened up further. This will aid in your healing abilities because the life force energy from your chakras radiate throughout your whole body and the body organs, so it's nice to have them opened up. But if you become too sensitive, you can always ask your body to close it down a little bit. So this is your choice here. So here we go. Heart chakra. I use the word spin to open it up. So spin, 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 open. Going up to your throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. Third eye. Spin, 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 open. Going back down now below the heart to your solar plexus, power chakra. Spin, 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 open. And now we're going down second chakra around the navel area. Spin, 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 open. And first chakra, base of your spine. Spin, 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 open. There we go. So we just have a question here real quick on the archives. Do the healings work on the archives? Yes, they do. So what will not work on the archives, though, is when I go to the Creation Light Ship, you have to be live. But everything that we're doing, like right now, will work on the archives. And this also includes having the light beam activated. So if you do go on the archives, you more than likely would like to go to one of my pages here that we have on each night and get the light beam in front of you. And I've had a lot of people comment on it. They didn't really know if it would work, and they did, and they were, like, amazed. So the light beams are right with you during this session and during the other sessions when you click on to the information. So what we're going to do next here is, since we're mainly working with ego a lot, and this show is about getting you into your heart center, communicating with your spirit in your heart, and which means that you're going to be regaining your spiritual identity. This is what this show is about, to get you more into your body so you're able to be spirit walking in your physical body. That's the ascension process. Basically, the ascension process is to take your physical earth-based body and turn it into a spiritual physical body. So that's what we're all about here for this show. And our philosophy is the same as what Jesus taught, to go within, to connect with your own guidance, which is your spirit, and to reside there and to live the life in the heart-based energy. The Creation Lightship does not use mind energy. The mind energy of projection is typically the matrix energy from the dark side, which is keeping you here in bondage. The Lightship does not use mind energy. So there's no such thing as a mind of God. If people use that terminology in New Age metaphysics, that's just a misnomer, or they had improper teachings. That's the teachings of the dark side and not the Lightship teachings. And we also do a session, just kind of switching gears slightly here. We do a session which is called the Immaculate Planetary Planetary Immaculate Conception. Just had to get my information here, okay? And the Planetary Immaculate Conception disconnects you from the astrology connections, the planet energies that are being transmitted to us from planets. Remember, those should not even be connected to you. That again, is another dark side agenda to keep you away from your spiritual integrity. I know everybody here has been influenced by the planets. The moon goes a certain way in a certain time sequence, and all of a sudden your body responds to it. You know, this is known very well throughout almost all police departments. They put extra men on guard, not really on guard, but in the field during full moons. So anyway, this disconnects you from that energy. And this is one of the sessions that I do, which is in the 4-in-1 system of healing that I do, the Master Set 4-in-1. So anyway, I just thought I'd want to throw that out to you since we do have the large moon right now. I guess within the next, I guess yesterday it was a special day for the full moon energy. If you feel affected by it after this session, you probably would not. But anyway, here we go. We're going to be doing different entity releases tonight. We'll be talking about the ego and how you can get out of that and do some healing work inside of yourself here. So I'll turn it over now to Sylvia, and she'll be able to help us out here and communicate to you what the show's about tonight.
Hi, Ron, and hi, everyone, and welcome to our Wednesday night program. And we are talking this week about heart consciousness, our favorite topic. And tonight we're going to talk about listening to your heart. And, you know, we need to listen to the voice of our heart, but sometimes it seems to get either lost or maybe drowned out by the louder voice of the ego. It can also get confusing sometime if we have other voices that are working with us, such as when we have entities in us that can speak to us or can encourage us to do things that they would like to have us do. And so sorting through all that and finding that divine voice of the true voice inside of you is what's necessary and important as far as being able to really move forward into your own true divinity and your own natural state that you should be working from. So that's what we're talking about tonight. And I think to get the ball rolling on that, Ron, could you drop us all into our heart center?
Sure. So what we're going to do is, if you want to visualize the 10th floor being your head, your forehead, if you want to use that that reference there. This will be like an elevator dropping down. The 10th floor is your head, your awakening consciousness, your thoughts, your ego, and your heart center is the first floor. So we're going to drop your ego into your heart, or your consciousness into your heart. So here we go. We're dropping down now, and I'll count from 10 backwards. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And one more time here, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There we go. So you should feel like your thoughts are in your heart center right now. And this is where you want to receive your guidance. And remember, your spirit has your guidance. Entities in your head can come forth and say that they are your spirit, but your spirit actually resides in your heart center. Your spirit does not go into your head, so you want to always go to your heart for your true spiritual guidance. Otherwise, it could be anything talking to you, and most likely it would be entities playing with you. Remember, entities are the emotional bodies of people who passed on. These are most of them. There are off-planet energies that come here that can also play with us and work inside of our bodies too, but we're just talking about the earth-based emotional bodies of people who passed on. And their traits, their addictions, their hobbies, etc., are what they have collected in their bodies that they attach to us. They can just come to the outside of our body, attached to our skin. Or if they really like you, they can come into your consciousness and anything in between. And so if they are in your consciousness, then it's like they're the marionette and you're the puppet. And the next question that you might have as I'm talking, you might say, how do they come into us? Well, when you get angry with someone, anything that is not love-based energy in your actions of living here will drop and disconnect your spirit out of your body. And so if you get angry, if you hurt yourself, that's not love energy. That's pain energy. They don't like pain. So basically, as long as you don't deal with a lot of anger and get hurt, more than likely the spirit that you have in your heart center will stay with you. But once they leave, normally they don't want to come back because it's too painful here. A lot of people kind of talk to me and they say, yeah, I really would like to go home, Ron. I don't want to be here. And you may agree with that as I just did these words. And that's because your spirit is just too traumatized here just from being on this planet. And for that, we can thank the Galactic Federation, our space brothers, for allowing all this negativity to be here because they created the gods outside of ourselves to pray to, which dilute your spiritual energy. And they also brought in the darkness. Remember, this planet, this Earth spirit, that is a wonderful, loving being, did not create itself for anything to have hardship on the surface and also inside of it, okay? So it was like taken over by these dark force energies, which are normally soulless beings. So we're just here to help the physical body and not the earth, okay? I want to draw that line there of separation. The earth spirit is very large. The earth spirit is as large as this planet. And so if you were to ask the Earth spirit to leave this planet, you would see a planet-sized Earth spirit, which is very, very large. It's very, very conscious. It needs absolutely no help from us to do any type of healings for it. That's what the New Age people now are doing is they're bringing in energies here where they're tapping into. I have no idea. But the other end of that energy cord, energy vortex, wormhole, Stargate, whatever their people are doing, trying to bring in love energy to the planet that it does not need. You're just doing harm to the planet. And plus you're harming yourself because you're cording yourself energetically to some area of consciousness that is typically the dark side wanting you to do this, even though your heart may say yes, okay, as you think your heart is saying yes, but you haven't been in your inside of your heart to really understand what it's saying. It's just an emotion that you're tapped to of love, and you think that that love emotion is the truth, and it's not. It's just part of the ego. Remember, emotions have nothing to do with spirit, because spirit always says yes, and it's in the divine love, not emotions. So with the light shift, there's a large separation between emotional love and love that is completely precious and loving and not judgmental. And our love energy that we have here on this planet that we think is the divine is not. It is strictly an emotion that we deal with. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's see. We do have one question on the fast chat. which I'll ask you in a moment, and then I'd like to get back to this topic of entities. So the question is, what color at this time would the light ship recommend for protection as far as what to wrap ourselves in?
Oh, that's a good question. Okay, the light ship probably would not really indicate that. What they would tell you is to be yourself. Your most powerful protection that you have is nothing outside of yourself. This is the same as healings. Your protection is from your spirit being fully into your body. So once your spirit is completely integrated with every cell in your body, that's the best that you can do for your protection. And so bringing in different frequencies, bringing in the masters, they can only help so much. Remember, the dark side, and I'm assuming that you're asking for protection from the dark side, okay? So the dark side does not obey spiritual law. And so even the masters and the saints and the angels have a difficult time protecting themselves and protecting you from the dark side, because the dark side does not obey spiritual law. And so the only way you can really protect yourself and the highest protection that you would ever have is to be fully in your body. And then you still have to do some work. And this kind of leads to another topic, which I really hadn't planned to talk about, but I'll just talk for a couple of minutes here. So there are different types of humans on this planet. The first human, we'll talk about the physical body being human, okay? So the first physical body is the body that has a spirit in it, created by the creation light ship, and that's all that's in that body. There could be entities, but mainly what's controlling the body in the heart center is the spirit. That's number one. Number two is a body which somehow is sharing your spirit, okay? And the other energy is one of these beings that could be reptilian or something else that was not created by the creation light ship. So that's the second type of person, the person who has two different life forms sharing the physical body. And I'll just go one step further. You may have seen people that you look at them and they don't feel quite right. And all of a sudden you look at their eyes, and their eyes, and I use the word shapeshift, or the head shapeshifts, or you see them with different types of arms, or you see them looking different with some other life form. Maybe you might see their face change. Maybe you might see a tail on them. And this is where you have a bleed through between the spirit that is from the creation light ship and what's taken over part of the body. So how did that person get taken over? Well, it could be in their genetics, possibly, or maybe they did too many meditations, or maybe somehow they did a lot of prayer work or did some work where they had to go out and get attunements by practitioners, and they were taken over by some extraterrestrial life form that has no soul. This is why you want to be very careful now in this time that we're living, because the dark side mimics the light, you know, 99.99999%. So you have to be very, very cautious on what you do. Okay, the next type of being is one that was created, and we'll just use the word android, okay? And this type of being will look completely physical to you, but has no spirit inside of it. And that's controlled, again, by the dark forces, the soulless beings. Remember, the soulless beings were not created by the light. They have their own frequency. It's just out there, okay? And so they're also here walking around, and they can also have a consciousness just like yourself. They can think and eat and do everything that you do, but nothing's really home in their body. And these are just kind of a projection of that life form of the physical body. And then the last type are the ones that basically are here that we will use the term extraterrestrial. Now, extraterrestrial I use as beings that are not from this planet, okay? It wasn't created here. And so, like Jesus said, he's not from this planet. He's not, you know, that's what he basically said. He's not of this world, which means that he was not, his spirit was not created, or was not, his body was not created here. It's a divine creation up on the light ship. So that's how we could say that. So what you have here is other beings that look like us, that are actually another life form from some other planet that are also here walking around physically. and they can look like us. So that's mainly what's here on this planet, okay? So you want to be careful, in a sense, to find out which ones you're dealing with. So this is why we want you to always go to your heart center to check out and to see what you should be doing. This is the teachings of Jesus. He knew about these things, too, and about other life forms. And so this is why he told everybody to go to their heart. This is where your true guidance is. And anything outside of yourself that you use for guidance may not be of the light. And so just because you go to a channeler and they say they're channeling, say, Archangel Michael or Jesus or Buddha, you know, or Saint Germain or any of these energies, you know, you want them to be heart-based. And you want that channeler to bring in the energy from their heart, not their mind. And that's the difference. And you can sometimes tell just by listening to them how they are and then how clear the person is as to how well the channel is coming through them. So I guess that's kind of enough of that. So I'm trying to fill you in a little bit more on what's out there. So we'll switch gears now, and we're going to start to release the entities. Now, these entities are entities that are earth-based, okay? These are emotional bodies of people who've passed on, and they need you to live on. Remember, when like yourself, you have an emotional body with you, and what does it live on? It lives on your spirit's life force energy, and it gets charged up a lot and gets a lot of energy when you get emotional. So either when you're angry or smiling, happy, it gets charged up, and when you're angry and sad, it gets charged up, you know, works with emotions. And so this is how it actually lives. This is off your spirit energy. So here we go. I'm going to release these energies, these entities that are from other people that have passed on, that don't belong here, and they'll go back to the earth spirit. And the earth spirit, they can deal with them because the earth spirit has created these emotional energies, so it could sample how much love there is on the surface of the planet. That was the main intent for an emotional body here. Remember, the earth spirit deals with love. The earth spirit did not create hurricanes or heavy storms, thunder and lightning, famine, wars, you know, anything like this, biting bugs, snakes, you know, black widows, ticks, mosquitoes. These were all brought here by the negative extraterrestrial forces. So you have to remember, when you draw your line on love and light, none of these things exist, except they were brought here. So here we go. We're releasing entities right now from everyone. And you may start to feel these energies leave you. And when we get more of you in your body, which will be in the next few minutes here, you're going to feel heavier. Only because when your spirit integrates fully with your body, you're going to feel denser. If you feel really, really light all the time, you're probably out of your body. So here we go. We're releasing entities right now. And there we go. Now we're going to bring more of your spirit back. Remember, we have to heal them before they come back to you because they really don't want to come back, all these fragments. And there could be millions of them out there. Remember, the light only works in the now. So each now, if you're in pain, a part of you is going to leave until the next now moment, okay? And now they're going to come back to you. I'm going to count to 10. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And do some more clearing here. Here we go. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And do some more releasing of entities. You should start to feel better. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we have a question here. So we can't be happy. No, that's not what I'm saying. You want to be in discernment, okay? Remember, if you're in your body completely, you won't draw entities. And your emotions will be very balanced. Remember, the ego part of you and the emotional body is bringing to you these experiences for you to judge. And you want to be in discernment. Here we go. More of your spirits being cleansed. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And some more clearing. Here we go. And more of you is coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Wonderful. So you should feel a little heavier, and you're dropped into your heart. So I'll do that one more time in case you got out of your heart center. Remember, you want to stay in there. And this connection that we're doing for you from the light ship, it's a permanent type of, opening, gateway, channel, so that you can always go into your heart now. This is what they're providing to you. So this is the last show that you ever listen to. Know that this is opened up for you, and this is what you need to do to connect to your own divinity. It's inside of you, in your heart center. So this is what you need to take with you from this show here. And we'll just put some music on. In a minute here, we're going to drop you down. So 10th floor, again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Great, you're feeling all wonderful. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And one more time, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, so just kind of sit back and relax, and you've gone within, you're inside where your spirit resides, and ask for guidance and some healing. But I'll just put some music on as you have this divine experience with yourself. Another healing now, and since we talked about the dark side a little bit, and we talked about people who may be sharing their body with some dark energies, maybe these soulless beings, maybe the reptilian, so what we're going to do now is do this energy release for you, and this will also include entities, too, that are based here on this planet. And so I'm sure that there may be somebody out there listening who may have one of these reptilian energies with them, and it would like to have a healing. The light ship will heal anything available, but they have to turn into the light in order to have this healing work for them, which means that they have to want to have a soul so they can experience light energy. So this is the compassion of the light ship, that it will take any dark energy and turn it into light if it wishes to do that. So what we're going to do now is have the light ship work with all of you right now, and we're going to slowly take out these energies that we'll just use the term that should not be with you. And these also include entities, too, along with reptilian life forms that may be here. And there's other ones around, other reptilians that would like to have this healing. They can also have this at the same time here. And so we're going to ask them now to step out of your body a little bit now. And they're going to have this beautiful light energy come into them right now, which will give them a soul. They can still look reptilian, but they'll have a soul and be in the light here. So I'll just count to 10, and this beautiful light energy will come into them. So here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There, now it's being infused in them. And now we're going to have them leave your body right now. Your spirit's going to help to say push it out of your body now, and now they're able to go on to their own life, either in their current physical form or to pick another life form, because now they turned into light. And this healing now is done at this moment. Okay, Sylvia, we'll turn it back to you.
Oh, thank you for that wonderful healing. And boy, we've got a lot of questions on the fast chat, so I'd like to get to some of those for people before we get into our next thing.
Okay.
So we have a question. It says, the Galactic Federation allowed the dark side here for what purpose, or why did they? Is there some reason why the dark being here also?
Well, the Galactic Federation's purpose, it was created from the light initially. Remember, all beings are from the light if they have souls. And the Federation was put in charge here for our planet. And I'm sure other planets have their own federations. So we'll just talk about ours just to be very simplistic. So the Galactic Federation is like the UN, okay? And so like the UN, I would imagine, hypothetically, is supposed to keep other countries from invading other countries, and to keep everything separate. And so the Galactic Federation is here to prevent highly advanced, maybe more advanced, extraterrestrial life forms, like the ones that are in the flying saucers, okay, the UFOs, to come here, because there's no need for them to be here. And they're here to, they're supposed to keep them out of our space. I imagine they could probably come to teach us things. But remember, the Galactic Federation brought us religions. And a lot of these beings that came here, you know, thousands of years ago, more than likely had, you know, the UFO spacecraft, and the people saw them, and or lights in the sky or something, and then they thought they were gods. So that was a way to take away your personal energy from going, you know, from within. So you went without. So you went outside of yourself. And then you gave your spiritual power away, and you prayed to things outside of yourself. This is why Jesus came, to try to reverse that process, to go within. Although the dark side, along with the Federation, who was supposed to protect him, kill him. So that's what happened, in a nutshell. And so why is the Federation in the darkness? Well, I guess it's like human beings here, too. There's good ones and bad ones. And maybe they're not always conscious, but their initial role, they were in the light. And so they're supposed to be in the light to protect us from invasion of energies coming to us. The planetary energies that people talk about now, you know, the retrograde energies, et cetera, should not even be coming to our planet for us to experience. It's not needed, but it affects us, okay? And the Earth doesn't want to be courted by these energies, and it is. And so it's up to them to keep this planet as sacred. Every planet created was created in divine light and love, which means that there's really no interference from anything else, so it can experience its own lifetime. And it's here to, our planet's here to experience creativity, and we're here on the surface to mirror back to the planet creativity also. So why did the Galactic Federation get in bed with the darkness? Well, they must be getting something out of it, you know. That's all that I can say. So I really can't say why. They do a lot of lip service on a lot of the channelers that channel these particular beings. I'll use the word kind of loosely as star people, star beings, other races of people from other planets. And, the channelings all say how wonderful we are, you know, how divine we are, how beautiful we are, and they go on for pages and pages and pages, give you a bunch of lip service, makes you feel very good. And then people ask them, well, why aren't you here helping us? Why do we have wars? So what do they tell you? The first thing is, well, we can't interfere with your spiritual growth. Well, what they're doing is they've already interfered. They brought in mind control here. So how do they interfere any more than having us get mind controlled? And this is all off-planet stuff. So they created a religion for us that people, believe in still to this day, naturally, praying to some kind of deity, something outside of yourself, which gives them their energy to live on. Remember, the dark side lives on your emotional energy. So whenever you send energy outside of yourself, just go to a church, and if you're psychic, watch the people pray. Go to the back of the church, to take the very back seat, and when the minister or priest or whoever's up there talking and they do their service and they say, now we're going to pray, watch all the energy leave these people. They're giving away their spiritual energy, their essence. And where's it going? It's not going to one central location. It's going all over the place. And who's taking that? You know, there's some kind of, let's say, cosmic vacuum cleaner of the dark side out there just loving your energy because they're living on it. And this is what the dark side lives on. So, anyway, that's the answer, I guess, to that question. So until the Galactic Federation, our space brothers, choose, and I use that word, probably very loosely because they probably won't, but until they choose to come into the light, we will not have peace and harmony on this planet. This is why the Creation Lightship is here every 2,000 years to erase and get rid of this dark energy. Everything in the universe is dematerialized and reformed over again. And what happened last time, it came when Jesus walked the earth spirit, through its compassion for humanity, decided not to do the universal shift every 2,000 years. So it decided to stay here and do the same spiritual energy for another 2,000 years. Otherwise, it would have terminated every life form on this planet that was not 100% in their body as far as spirit energy, which means that the people on this planet, almost all of them, would not have ascended, which means that this life form would have been terminated. And so it chose to go on for another 2,000 years through its compassion to help the people right now to ascend at this given time. So, anyway, that's kind of where we are. And, like I tell people, how much do you love your body? Do you want to have eternal life like Jesus was talking about? Do you want to be immortal? Well, this is your chance. But you have to do the work. You have to get rid of your emotional traumas out of your body so you can hold 100% spirit energy. And you were holding 100% spirit energy when you were born, but you're not doing it now. Most people are only 20% in their bodies. So that means that you have 80% entities or something else with you. Remember, if you're not home, who is? So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, so we have another question. When I find myself judging others, what can I do with that?
Okay. The judgment then is coming up because you have that stored energy in your body. So what you can do is ask your body, because your body's doing this for you, okay? it's not your ego coming through saying it wants to judge, because it doesn't care. So what you do is you ask your body now to release the energy of judgment out of it. And then, you know, if you're lucky, you know, one time might do it. It might take, you know, 1,000 times. What I tell people to do if they don't want to pay for, you know, a lightship healing, which is $5 for each year of your life, and then if you're a senior citizen, we'll say over 60, all those years are free to you. So the most I charge is $300. But if you choose not to do this session, then what you can do is to work on yourself is to go to a shopping mall and watch people and judge them consciously. And at that point, you're going to see your body reacting to probably everybody who walks in front of you. And then you pick out what the judgment is. Maybe they look different. Maybe they're walking with a limp. Maybe a person has different colored hair. Maybe they have spiked hair. You know, who knows? Maybe it's you're seeing a couple of maybe mixed races walking together, holding hands. Whatever it is, it makes no difference. It's, you know, just everything will show up for you when you ask. And then you know you have that judgment. And ask your body to release it. And then go to the next one. And do this, you know, maybe like a few hours a day. And I did it myself for about 2 years. And I got rid of a lot of my judgments that way. This was before I was doing these emotional healings. So this is a long time ago. And it does work. And then you see the person again showing up. Maybe the same person maybe comes by every Saturday at, say, noon. And all of a sudden you see them again and you go, wow, I don't judge this person anymore. That's really great. Then it's out of your body. Remember, these judgments are going to kill you. And they also prevent your spirit from being in your body in that location. So what's happening is your body is dying in that location. Maybe, you know, it's your pancreas. Maybe it's your liver. Maybe, you know, it's one of your lungs. It's stored someplace. And at that point, once you heal that, then your spirit can fully integrate in that area. So, back over to you, Sylvia.
You know, I think that's a wonderful exercise to do, and I think just any time that you find yourself in a situation, maybe at the office or wherever you go, where, you know, something gets to you, you know, just release that judgment, and it's amazing what wonderful things can happen, how situations that maybe you've been struggling with for a long time will just dissolve as soon as you release that. So that's a wonderful thing to do. And also, let's see, we have a few more questions we'll try to get to before we're out of time.
That time's getting short.
Yes, it is. So let's see. Someone's asking if we are being protected by the creation light ship or anything.
Well, when you do my sessions, with me, they do protect you to a certain extent, okay? So what I mean is that if you went to another practitioner and that practitioner attempted to invalidate or take away the healing that you had from the creation light ship, they would stop that from happening, yes. As far as just, you know, being on this radio program or going to the light ship off and on, they are with you, but remember, they only work in love and light, and it's hard for them to continuously, you know, ward off the darkness for everybody. This is why they're here. They're here to come every 2,000 years to do this plan, and so, you know, it's up to you to do the work. So as far as protection, yeah, they do give certain protection, but I can't guarantee that they would do it you know, continuously to ward off the darkness on you. It's up to you to regain your spiritual identity. Now, if you were 100% in your body and you had problems, I'm sure that they could help you a heck of a lot more. But if you have 80% entities, how can they really help you? There's nothing to work with. They only work through your spirit. And so if you only have 20% spirit energy, the most you're ever going to get from the light ship as far as healings, okay, is 20% maximum. And then when that energy comes down to you, then what happens, it goes to your spirit, and then it gets handed to, just think of playing football, now it gets handed to all of your entities. Okay? And how many entities do you have in your body? And then whatever is left over out of that goes to your physical body for healing. And this is how it works. This is why you must clean out your emotional density, because it's preventing your spirit from helping you. And that's why your spirit's with you. Okay, Sylvia.
Okay, well, so we're talking about opening up the heart and listening to the heart. And I guess along with that, probably everybody who's listening can recall a time where they heard that still small voice within them and they actually listened to it and things went very well. And compared to times where you may have ignored that voice or couldn't hear it for some reason and then, you know, got into some kind of difficulty or struggle because of that. So it's important for us each to learn how to connect with that voice, connect with our own divinity, and listen to that so that as we go through life, our lives go better and better. And so what is it that keeps us from being able to hear that voice or blocks that off, and what can we do about it?
Well, it's the first thing. Have you ever put cordings down to the earth, number one, okay? Were you taught in meditation that you must ground yourself, okay? So, number one, if you grounded yourself ever to the earth, how many times have you done this? Because that suffocates your spiritual energy. So your divine can't come to you because you're putting channels into another life form. So, number one, that can do that for you. So you must disconnect yourself from the earth. I do a session on that to pull off all your energy cords, but you can try doing that yourself. The next thing is, you know, it's the entities. And so the whole thing is, you know, is to get into your heart as much as you can. And there's many things that are preventing us from going into our heart. The ego is one of them. You know, the ego is trying desperately to survive, to keep its lifestyle the way it is. And when you go into your heart center, it doesn't like that. Remember, it's another life form. The ego is a life form living off of your spiritual energy, and it does not want to surrender its life to your spirit because your spirit's love. And so the ego works off mind energy, which is, you know, New Age metaphysics, you know, change your thinking, change your life, which is good to change the way your thoughts are, but it's not ever going to make you go into the heart center. And so the whole thing is to get out of the matrix. And the matrix is what the New Age teachings basically tell you about, is to use your mind energy to manipulate and control things. So you want to go and get out of that system, which is what Jesus was talking about. Don't worship idols. Go into your heart and connect to your spirit. This is the most important thing that you can do in this lifetime. And the main thing is, you know, to talk to your heart. And the voice in the heart does not yell at you. You know, the ego is very loud. So you have to continuously, like we did earlier, drop into your heart to live your life as a heart-centered being. And then you will have a lot of guidance from your spirit. And by all means, don't go out and give your energy away to earth healings or, you know, healing Mars or healing Jupiter or anything else. Just stay in your heart and work with yourself, because that's the most important thing to do. And the ego will run rampant. It'll love to do all these things. So stay in your heart center. So, Sylvia, what's next?
All right. How about sampling of the emotional clearing and the trauma clearing for people?
Okay. So, again, these clearings, the price on them is $5 times your age. Very, very reasonable. You know, people, they say, gee, I can't afford $300, but yet if they were a teenager, you know, say 20 years of age, it's only $100. Very, very affordable. But yet when it gets $300, for some people, they think it's, you know, like $1 million. And these healings work. It's what you should be doing, you know, to regain your spiritual identity. I work with a lot of people who love them. And you can also, you know, if you can't afford it, ask your children or a friend to help you out somewhat. You know, it's very nice. But remember, you were more innocent when you were a baby. And so, and just growing up before you hit the school of hard knocks. So you have a chance back then. But now, because of the way you thought and the way your life is going, you know, you're separated from your own divinity. And so we'll do this clearing here just as a sample for everybody. This is an emotional clearing. The divine is working with you, and here we go. Sixth chakra from right now to your last birthday. Cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And I'll do one more year for everybody. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So this clearing is probably around typically 80% completed. If I do your whole lifetime, it will be 100%. But just look upon the last probably 3 years of your life and pick something that happened to you that caused you anger, maybe pain, emotional pain, trauma. In a sense, we'll do a trauma clearing too, which would be a little deeper. But some kind of trauma, some type of anxiety. Maybe you had a betrayal. Maybe you lost some money. Maybe you were in a car wreck. Still hang on to that energy. And just look at it right now and see how you feel. If you're a feeling person, you should feel that your body's a little more relaxed, less tense. And if you're a very psychic person, you're actually going to feel the energy changing inside of your body instantly. And then also, if you don't feel anything or sense anything, then look at a situation and just have your body tell you how your insides feel when you look at it. Is your guts twisting? Do you feel like you want to run away from this scenario like you have in the past? And probably not. So we'll do one more clearing, and time is getting shorter. So this is a trauma clearing. So same process. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, in the same process, you should feel a little better. So I guess our time is about 3 minutes here. So we're doing a special healing session on the 15th of September. It's a four-hour creation light ship healing where you're going up to the light ship. You're there physically, out of time, just like you're here physically in time. And you won't disappear here. And the light beings will work with you. And they do physical healings for 3 hours. And then we do the last hour session where they charge 7 gallons of water with special energies in it for you. So this will help to put more light codes into your body, to help you, number one, detox, and number two, to carry more light frequencies so your spirit can integrate more with your body. Then I also do 1 hour creation light ship conference calls of healing up on the light ship, and they're only $20. And those I have on Monday nights and Friday nights, 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. So if you're interested, you can just give me a call. The phone number is listed on BBS here. Or you can just give me an email also. They're all down below the light beam here if you want to connect with me. And we're here to help you regain your spiritual identity. This is what you need to do for the ascension process. And, you know, the most important thing is to get into your body so that you can become, you know, who you really want to be and get out of this trauma that you're experiencing and to walk in the now. Remember, the light works in the now only. Anything that's not of the now is not of the light, because that's mind control and projections. You all know that you've been in the now many times, probably in your life, when time has stopped, and then you're working with your spirit. And so the light's only in the now, and it only works with love. The darkness was never created from the light. It's just another life form that's out there that's here to take our energy and take us off our spiritual path as far as becoming self-realized. So, Sylvia, anything you'd like to say before we go? We have about a minute left, looks like.
Well, I'll just tell you a little bit about Friday. We're going to be talking about seeing through the eyes of the heart, And I think it's going to be a wonderful discussion about how you can actually change your perception of life and everything around you by seeing through the eyes of your heart. Remember, the divine looks out and sees with love. So if you get to that point where you're seeing through the eyes of your own divinity through your heart center, then imagine how wonderful things will look to you. So please be with us for that if you can. That's Friday at 9. And until then, stay heart-centered and remember to go within. So much love to all of you, and we'll see you Friday.
Okay, blessings to all of you.
Presents his new album, Looking at the Stars. Check it out at www.vitalymusic.com and here at VBS Radio. Engaging music.